Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Serial pooper busted for defecating in parking lot 8 times.
Ooh, 8.
Let's go to the audio.
An Ashland woman is facing some pretty disgusting charges tonight. She allegedly defaced property at the Natick Outdoor Store several times since October. NBC 10's Mike Manzoni is live for us in Natick to explain what happened, Mike.
Lieutenant Police.
Well, a lady pooped in a parking lot and finally got caught. Back to you.
He should talk like this. I'm standing here by the pool, and you want to, oh my God, that came out of a person? Look, like a small elephant came through here.
I do think this is where news has to go, right?
Like, right, literally.
You put a clothespin on your nose,
right,
and do the report.
That would be amazing.
You can see they put a chalk line around it.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, exactly. You'd watch it. Mm-hmm. I would watch it. It would go viral. This is what you need to do. This is not a story that's going to really impact anyone.
No.
You have to pull out all the stuff.
Take us there. Take us there. Take us right to the object.
Yeah.
Right. We've all seen it.
Shannon, police say that woman apparently had to use the restroom, but instead of just finding a public one, they say she pulled into this parking lot and did what she had to do. All the while, those cameras outside this store were rolling.
Second spot.
Henry Canner installed these surveillance cameras outside his Natick outdoor store to catch shoplifters.
Maybe somebody's mad at us. We don't know.
She was at the outdoor store.
Right. You notice it said to do what she had to do. Like he
to do.
Do, right. Do.
What she had to do. That's clever. That's clever. So you're taking us there, but not actually showing us. You're saying you're alluding to it.
Well, she did what she had to do, but she didn't have to do it in a parking lot.
Or she could have gone behind the building, maybe.
Yeah.
In front of the building.
Lifters.
Maybe somebody's mad at us. We don't know what's going on.
But he ended up catching this woman defecating in his parking lot, and not just once or twice.
And then it happened again. And then it happened again.
And it happened again.
It's like it's actually happening. He's talking again and again.
And it happened again.
Again. Oh, my God. She keeps on going.
Love this guy.
And it happened again.
Like a commentator.
He says it happened at least 9 times over 3 months, starting the day before Halloween.
There's already a discrepancy in this story. It started with 8 and now it's 9.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She prepped once during the story.
Right. Or maybe when she got arrested.
That's right.
Right.
The cops arrive on number 8, and then the cops arrive, and it's whoop,
exactly.
Number 9.
Right.
Whoop, number 9.
Whoop.
And we saw a pile of human excrement with a little bit of toilet paper on top of it on our parking lot.
A little bit. It. See? Like, I need a lot.
Like a tiny tent.
Well, but she brought it with her.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you need some serious wattage to, you know, I want as much between myself and what
yes,
I'm doing.
Yes, I agree, because you don't want that paper to break. And it's like,
I want that catcher's mitt, man.
But why the parking lot? Why? 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 Why can't you just go
behind the dumpsters or something? If you got to go outside.
Or how about in a bathroom?
Well, if you can't find a bathroom,
Why would she poop in the parking lot when she could poop behind a dumpster?
I'm just saying, if there is no bathroom, the place
is
closed.
There's toilets everywhere on this planet.
If she can't find the time she went.
This is.
There's emergency
Massachusetts,
place to poop.
Massachusetts, it's not Montana.
There's, there's
300 miles to the next toilet.
There's emergency places to poop.
Or in the woods where like,
exactly,
no one can
the
see
woods.
You.
Exactly.
Why the
behind a bush?
Lot?
Why the parking lot?
Was she mad at the business?
Right.
It seems like she definitely picked this business over and over and over again. Because even like when they're showing the news footage, they have the security cam, and she's like sort of parking in the same parking spot all the time too.
Right. Well, that's her bathroom. Did they say what kind of business
she's
this
got
is?
Her favorite spot.
Did they say what kind of business this was?
Yeah, it's an outdoor store.
Outdoor?
Yeah.
No, well, it's outdoor. She's doing it, so it was literally. Literally.
We already covered that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. All right, go ahead.
He brushed it off as a prank, but it kept happening, so he called Natick police. They sent an undercover officer out Wednesday morning to try to catch the woman.
Yeah,
this surveillance video shows a Lincoln SUV pull up just before 7 o'clock. You see a woman get out, squat for about 20 seconds, get up, and then drive off. An officer pulled over Gross.
Wait, that's a fast...
Yeah, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
That's an emergency.
You can do that.
No, Jennifer does that. She'll say, I got to go, and I know what she means. And she'll go and then come back in 20 seconds. She poops like a deer, like, brip.
Right.
Little pellets. Brip.
Well, if you wait for the right moment, you know.
Brip.
Does it sound like that?
Brip. Yeah. So these little piles of pellets.
Right.
It's like Cocoa Puffs. Brip.
Right.
20 seconds.
I mean, if it's right down to a dire moment you have to go, you can do that.
Right, but there's usually
there's no coaxing
a lot
it out.
In there. See,
there's no coaxing
I go
it out.
Once a day, so it's, you know, we got a situation here.
Right.
She's got the double door situation going on where she, like, slightly opens the driver's side door, opens the passenger door behind it where she's, like, encased in, like,
yeah,
in a little
like a,
triangle.
Like a mini slotted type of stall. Yeah.
How is this? Pop 20 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go.
An officer pulled over Andrea Grosser around the corner just moments later.
Gross.
That's when investigators say she apologized and told the officer that she takes the laxative Miralax and suffers from irritable bowel syndrome.
She takes care of business, whether it's raining out, whether it's snowing out.
We stopped
what the hell
by
was
Grosser.
That?
They're knocking on her door.
They found a piece of frozen poop. You can see this piece of poop right here. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow. And her name is Grosser.
Right.
Her mugshot is amazing.
Yeah, she looks like she's pooping right there.
There's amazing.
There's your ninth right there.
Yeah, there were a lot of tribe comments on the Facebook post that she looks like she's going.
Right.
Or has to go, and now she can't.
Right.
Or stepped in it.
We stopped by Grocer's Ashland home, but no one answered the door.
Ashland? She's probably in the toilet.
Ashland? Yeah.
But no one answered the door.
Why would someone do this? And it turns out, I guess, she works up the street.
Okay.
She works up the street. She actually works at a house around the corner as a nanny, but investigators say she never did really explain why she didn't just wait until she got to that house to use the restroom. For now, we're live in Natick. Mike Manzoni, NBC 10 Boston.
Maybe she's just like an embarrassed pooper.
I don't like pooping in other people's houses.
Right.
No. That's when it always goes wrong. Holds in flush. Something broke.
Yeah.
You clog it. Yep. The worst.
And just the smell, you know. And then
Is that
someone walks in there, you're like, yep, I know what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
That wall that's not really there is like, boom.
What wall?
The wall. The stink wall. It looks like people are walking into a wall that's not really there.
Yeah. You walk in, you're like, ooh.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ooh, right.
Ooh. Now that air is in my mouth.
Exactly.
I'll back away slowly.
My mouth is open,
I was like, I've taken a lot of poops. I've never walked into a wall by accident.
The stink wall.
Right.
It's the wall of stink.
The wall of stink, right.
It happens here around 9:15 every day. You walk into that men's room.
Yep.
Someone died. Like, you almost want to yell at them, like, look, I don't know what you're eating, but you got to do this stuff at home.
Yeah,
this
stop eating it. Right.
Right. Why are you at court today? Ian Cunningham went out and got some audio. Where'd you go, and who did we talk to?
I went to New Haven, and we talked to first here, Biker G's.
Biker G's.
G's.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, do we have permission to use this?
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name, they call me G's. I'm from New Haven.
What are you doing at court today?
How do you think he got that name, G's?
G's? That's a G's.
That's short for Jesus?
Maybe he was born in Bethlehem.
Well, they said, G's, look at this guy over here.
I was thinking he constantly screws up. It's just like, jeez.
Like short for genius. Jeez.
All right, so I'm here because they made me either was making me pay money or do community service when I got hit off a bike.
Okay, you got hit off a bike?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Motorcycle. I was driving down Grand Avenue and I got hit by a car.
Oh.
I was on a Harley. I was doing the speed limit. It was a busy street, so, you know, I couldn't go too fast. I have a lot of problems with the New Haven police because, like,
you know, there aren't a lot of people at court who don't have a problem with the police.
That's what in court is. Good observation.
It's all a nuisance. They're the reason why I'm here.
Right. It's newbie day.
What a coincidence.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because, like, last year, 2 years ago, they tased me in my head over a bike.
Tased him in the head.
And he said, geez.
Maybe that's how I got the name.
That's where the name came from.
What's your name? My name is G. It used to be just G. Now it's G's.
G's with like 17 Z's.
Exactly, right. Almost like he's sleeping.
Biker G's.
Tased me in my head over a bike.
How did they tase you in the head?
bad aim.
So they hit. They all right.
There's two
there's
prongs.
Two right. types. There's the one with the prongs.
Right.
And those prongs just go wherever.
They scatter. Yeah. You're
just, right.
You're hitting something.
Who was it who said they got one? Took one to the face and one to the nads.
Wow.
Is that the two worst places?
Yes, it is. That was a lucky shot for the cop.
Yeah.
That was a high five.
That is that's a moment.
That's points right there. That's 20 points easily.
And then there's the other one that you put right up against somebody.
Yeah, that's the hand taser.
He must have got the hand taser if he got tased to the head.
Or just one of those, you know, boom, good lucky shot.
Right, could be.
Yeah.
And I sued him, so ever since then, they just been bothering me. Everything is always my fault.
So how did the conversation with the police go then?
Well, after I got hit off the bike, I literally had no conversation. I was laid on the ground. The cop came up on me.
Good question. But then, yeah, the answer is I just got hit. I'm laying on the ground.
It just kept coming.
There was no conversation.
Hope he had his helmet on still.
He didn't even ask if I was okay. He picked me. He looked at me, but I had a mask on. He took my mask off. He noticed who it was. He didn't call for ambulance, call for no medical attention. He just picked me up, threw me in handcuffs, and put me in the back.
Did he ask where the other vehicle was?
How's the bike? Just, you know, saying.
Right.
It was in the middle of the street. He ran straight up to me, though. He ran up to me and just threw me in handcuffs and arrested me. Didn't get no medical attention. I had a fractured ankle.
They put you in cuffs?
Yeah, they put me in handcuffs.
How did they know your arm wasn't broke?
I feel for this guy. You're just driving a motorcycle down the road and you get hit by an idiot in a car not paying attention.
Right.
I have a feeling, though, if the cops know you to be someone who sues the cops, they're not going to just, I don't know. I think there might be some details left out of this story. That's all.
Yeah, they put me in handcuffs.
How did they know your arm wasn't broken?
That's what I'm saying. They didn't.
So did you tell a judge or prosecutor any of this?
I try all the time.
What do they tell you?
They don't really care. They don't really. The only people that care is if you get your own lawyer and tell them, and they come fight it. Hopefully everything works out and I'm able to leave.
Yeah, hopefully all this straightens out too, man.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your time,
man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
His defense was tasting the head once.
That's true. What was he like before he was tased?
All the details.
We're going to talk to Car Chase Mike right now.
Do we have permission to use this?
Yes.
Your name and where you're from?
Michael Stanley from New Haven.
What are you doing in court today?
Well, I'm here for carrying a pistol without a permit and a police chase in New Haven on Dixwell.
All right, let's get into that police chase.
I was coming from out of People's Choice, the sub place where people order subs from, and they had a hop behind me. But when I pulled over, the way how they came up to my car was aggressive, so I put off on him. When I put off on him, he ran back to his car and started chasing me. And then
I do want to apologize. I put off on him. You're going to have to translate that.
Well, I drove off while he was talking to me.
And he was chasing me. Took off.
Right. He said, talk to the door. Talk to the door.
So am I getting this right? He a cop was coming up to the car aggressively.
Aggressively.
So he's like, I'm out of here.
He's walking towards me. He reached for a ticket.
Jeez, I wish we could. Jeez.
Hey, that's what G should have done.
Jeez.
G should have just drove off.
Right, yeah, right.
Jeez.
Pattern here.
Yeah. We should all be able to do that.
Right.
Boy, that cop looks like he's going to give me a ticket. Yeah, I'm going to leave.
He was very aggressive, so I'm going to pull away.
And make it a lot easier. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We all feel, you know.
All learn from Police Chase Mike.
He's having a bad day. I'm going to come back when he's a lot better after a nap or perhaps a donut or something.
Right.
Right.
Right. I'm going to leave. And
yeah.
Okay.
And as he was chasing me, he was calling in backup. I was going in towards Hamden. So I had Hamden cops coming towards my way, and I turned down another street. So I had basically Hamden and New Haven cops chasing me at the same time.
But there used to be back in the day, like a long time ago, if you went over county lines, the cops would have to stop right there.
Like they would.
You drove out of the county.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yep, not anymore.
Not my county.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was smoking and banded until they totally changed all that.
Someone's got to tell Mike it's been a long time since you can't drive from New Haven into Hamden and be like, yeah,
Scaffrey,
sucker.
See, we should be playing. We should be playing eastbound.
You pull over and walk up to the line. You can't get me now.
Cross this line.
I'm in Hamden.
We should be playing Eastbound and Down right now as this guy's talking. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Guess not.
But I ran on the sidewalk. I damaged a couple of things.
Well, let me ask you this. Just knowing Hamden, there's a red light every 5 feet. Did you go through them all?
Yes. I ran. If it was a red light, I was still going through it.
How exciting was this chase?
It was good. It was a little pump. It had me pump a little bit. But actually, one cop car crashed into another car as I ran through one of the red lights. I hopped on the sidewalk when I got by Burger King.
Hold on.
Did he go through now, if he did he go through like a fruit, like a fruit wagon or something like that, or two guys carrying a plate glass window? Because that's always cool.
Right, or like an open, like a market on the street.
Right, it's like a shopping cart filled with a whole bunch of melons.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's a bicycle race. He's got to weave in and out.
Right.
Yeah. Knock them over.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Nah.
This is
that'd be cool.
This is a legit police chase. This must have been in the news.
I would think. And the paper.
Had to have been.
Yep.
Did you get the date for this guy when he was, when this car chase happened?
I didn't get the date, but I'll be honest. It's a story from 4 years ago. I feel like I lied to your listeners a little bit. No, he had a lame story. I said, well, what else you got?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got chased by the police.
Well, that's a better one. That's a better one. So you just fixed
So he was there for some stupid ticket or whatever.
Right, and I'm sure it's the same as
G's. You got something better? I could tell you got something better, and this is... Okay.
It says here your shoelace.
I'm sure
they
send them to court for everything now.
Yeah, they do. Yep, you had a head cold. I got to go to court.
Maybe you add the line when you're interviewing people and they have, you know, a lame story. You just say, tell us about your most memorable arrest.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
And then we could do like, you know, throwback.
Or.
It's throwback arrest day.
I'd love to know what the Hamden police think.
Or this chase just.
Throwback bust.
Or this chase just ended.
It was and now a throwback bust.
TBD. It's like a Jackie Chan movie.
Right. And what happens with this? So he had New Haven, Hamden chasing him. Yeah. One cop car wipes out.
Yes.
Okay. He's up on the sidewalk.
Right, right.
Yeah. This is nuts.
Who do you think wins this, by the way? I'm curious what people think.
Do you
think he gets away or no?
I'm thinking.
Well, if he got away, he wouldn't be telling you this story.
That's a no?
Or it could be he did get away and they caught him later on.
Let's find out.
Actually, one cop car crashed into another car as I ran through one of the red lights. I hopped on the sidewalk when I got by Burger King's and went through the and went through our parking lot. It's a little.
Oh my god! I thought he was gonna say I went through the drive-through. This guy's badass.
I need a Whopper quickly.
Well, there's a
Whopper with cheese.
I need right now. Yeah.
It was exactly what I thought he was gonna say.
Right.
Cut the line.
Yeah. I need a Whopper, large fries, and a Gatorade.
Wow.
Quickly.
And went through the our parking lot. It's a little parking lot, a little cut through there. I went through there. I got away, but they seen my face, and some of the cops in the neighborhood know me, so they came to my house.
Oh, see?
After.
They didn't know him.
Yeah.
So you got away.
Yes, but he came to my house because they said they saw a pistol. They saw me with a pistol. But when they came to my house, I didn't have a pistol because my boy did, but he got caught with it and said it was mine, and my DNA was on it, so I got charged with it.
What'd you do, lick it?
This is Ivan, who woke up in jail.
Do we have permission to use this?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Ivan Perez from New Haven.
All right, what are you doing in court today?
I'm just checking on my probation officer. I have probation.
What lands you on probation?
Just being young and missing court day, failing to appear. No, sometimes I didn't have a right of course, so.
Let's get to the bottom of why you had to be at court to begin with.
I got an assault case. I was around with Xanax first time and only time, and I like blanked out and I got into an assault case.
Xanax?
Where I beat up.
First time.
First time.
Only time.
Yep, one time.
What does Xanax do to you?
It relaxes you until slowly. It's a. It makes you trip out a little bit, too, right?
If it relaxes you, why would you beat people up on it?
Wasn't that relaxed yet.
Wouldn't mix with alcohol.
Didn't kick in yet.
Too much.
Oh.
Or his way of relaxing is beating people up.
It's got a whole bunch of side effects.
It's how it kicked back, too.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
All right, so why would someone prescribe it? Do you need a prescription for it?
Oh, yeah. Anxiety.
Mm. Anxiety, big one.
Yeah.
It works. It's great for anxiety, like people who don't drink with it. It's great.
I think they gave me that when I was going on the airplane that time. We're going to
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. After
you became very happy, you didn't seem like someone who wanted to beat someone up.
No.
No, he wasn't.
No.
All right. So he mixed it. So he became his own chemist.
And he's not a big guy.
Right. Or he's a big pink bat.
He sounds very mellow.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, when I'm fighting, yes.
Where I beat up like two guys and then I just woke up in jail.
Were there any witnesses that were able to fill you in on how you beat these guys up?
Yeah.
So what did they say happened?
They told me that I was tripping and stuff, and I think that I was tripping. I think they tried my girl or something like that. So, and I was under the influence, so it's like I just didn't think. I was just like a whole different person. Police had picked me up, and I don't even know if I went to the hospital or not.
It sounds like two other guys did.
Yeah, it does. Nah, that's the thing, too. When the police report came around.
How big is this guy? Describe him to me.
Jeez, he's 5'6".
Wow.
He's skinny. I mean, he's small.
Small guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he grabbed stuff and hit them with it.
He turned into the Hulk.
Like a table.
Two guys he beat up.
Right. Yeah, wow. What do two guys look like? Right. They're both like garden gnomes.
I tell you, I want Ivan in a fight with me. Yeah, with me, not against me.
Right. Yeah. All right.
I feel like they try to make me look like a monster. Like, I feel like make the situation sound worse than it was. Like, I remember another time when I was younger. Like,
wait,
the first
if you wake
time
up in jail and two people are in the hospital.
And you can't remember what you did.
I'm not a monster, though.
You kind of were.
Right.
For a moment.
He sounds like a nice guy, though. I would put him in front of a jury. I think he could sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember another time when I was younger, like, the first time I ever got arrested. It was, like, right on my 18th birthday. We got pulled over. We was going to drink to celebrate, but we didn't have even opened up. We had Four Loko. We didn't even open up the can. We got pulled over for no reason. And the cops pull up, and they're like, oh, where's the drugs? And we were like, just looking, like, confused at each other, like, drugs. And they was like, oh, don't worry. When we find it, it's going to be worse. You know, and they had the dogs pull out and everything. And I happened to have some brass knuckles on me, just like I never used them or anything. I just something I always carried around. Yeah. And they found them.
Yeah, this is a good idea right now. We're looking for drugs.
I found
this
attorney.
Brass knuckles out. Yeah.
Stop talking. Well, I had brass knuckles on my 18th birthday.
Yeah, I never used them before though.
Never used them. Just had them.
Yep.
Just one of those weird things.
I love how he hesitated.
Why I'm here today? Two guys were in a hospital because I beat them up.
I don't know what happened there either.
But the brass knuckles weren't used. Those were just to, in case I had papers and I need to weigh down or paperwork.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well, did you hear how he hesitated before he said it? He was like, well, he didn't want to say it. But.
It was like a stutter step. Yeah.
And I happened to have some brass.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate him coming on. And
absolutely.
How did he make out? Do we know that? Do we know how he made out?
No, I caught him before he went in.
Yeah.
Did you wake up in jail again?
All right, Ian, thank you. We're linked up to all things Ian Cunningham at WPLR.com.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a tribute from the Grammys. To what we had. To Kobe Bryant, Alicia Keys. The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. Boys to Men.
Also, it sounds different.
Every time I hear them now, I just think of like some cheesy 80s, you know, some cheesy commercial that they're fitting them into.
Right. Velveeta.
Right. Mm. I don't get the feeling that was very inspirational.
No.
Or am I just too cynic now? Am I past the point of being... I think it was just her, like, at a piano.
Right. Or just her singing
with a Lakers jersey on.
Right. Would have been more impactful.
Yeah.
But they called them boys. You know, obviously, had no idea they're going to be on because they're still dressed in street clothes. They obviously just rushed right in. Hurry up, Sandra, let go.
Yeah. And then who opened up the show dedicating her performance to Kobe?
Lizzo.
All right. So this is how the show opened?
Yep.
Tonight is for Kobe. I'm crying because I love you.
Oh,
been in love before. I don't wanna feel these feelings, yo. Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even wanna hold no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little fiddle is a handsome mo. Trying to open up.
This is a fun song.
It is.
But it has nothing to do with loss or.
No.
So she was like, well, I'm just going to say this is for Kobe. Before right. I'm not going to change the song I'm going
to
do.
Just going to dedicate it to him, but I'm going to yeah. my song.
In her defense, she didn't have a long time to work on another song.
No.
Because they have to rehearse the camera angles, too.
Exactly.
So it's a
yeah.
whole production.
I hold the camera over here, yada, yada. Yeah.
Especially as the opening act.
Yeah.
Yep. So much pressure.
I don't know. See, I would... This is when I would throw the ball down the field. If I'm the Grammys and it's Staples Center and it's Kobe, you put Alicia Keys first, wearing a Lakers jersey, at a piano, and doing just a really heartfelt song. And that's how you open. You just go right to that. No, welcome to the Grammys. Hey! Go right to that.
Right.
Have that impactful moment. Go to commercials. And then have Lizzo come out. And don't even reference, like, this is for Kobe. This song is not for Kobe.
Okay,
this is the song you've been rehearsing for 3 weeks.
Brand Lizzo.
It is what it is.
Right.
Let's not, you know, come on. Let's be real here.
Later on in her performance, her flute or clarinet or whatever the hell it was, like, came dropping from the
flute
ceiling.
Flute or clarinet. Whatever that thing was.
Some kind of wind instrument.
The thing you blow into.
Came down from the sky, and she... took that and played it, which I thought was interesting and fun.
No.
And then
the
she went back to her thing. It was
right.
like a weird little
that's kinda
solo.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, when you work on a like a flute that's going to lower itself down to you, I mean, you can't change songs out.
And because she pulled it out of her back, like in the back, yeah. she kind of pulled it out. Whoa! Oh, my God, what else you got in there? Guitar.
This is, I don't
Trump's
know. Set. Why... If you're television, right, wouldn't you say we want to be more... impactful and more relevant, and wouldn't just changing the opening number out, like, how hard can it be?
Right.
Right?
Mm.
Does anyone have a piano around here?
Here's the Music Awards.
You know, take a look backstage.
They found an upright for Alicia Keys.
We have like 6 hours before the show opens.
Right.
Right?
Right. They also had one in the basement, because the one that Alicia Keys playing, the upright, was kind of battered up. Had like nicks in the paint and whatnot.
I like that.
Yeah.
When I see that.
Kind of gave it that look.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so they did have a piano. All
yeah,
right.
For her later on.
Okay, let's just have
I think
Alicia
Boyz II Men
Keys at a piano.
Boyz II Men brought it. It was in their van.
That's
but
why
see,
they were
in the
booth.
Staples Center. Can anyone walk around and look for like a jersey that has number 24 on it?
Maybe one of the people walking in.
One that would
it.
Fit Alicia.
Right, you're about a size 7, right? Let me have that.
And Alicia, can you just like, just do a sad song. Just
right.
do anything that's sad.
Right, don't talk. Just sing a song.
Right.
Right. When you talk, you sound like you're wasted.
She did not.
She
does.
No, she sounds like she was
I
on pills,
so.
Man, big time.
She, I mean, she talks slow, but she was articulate and smart.
No, she talks like one of those jazz singers from the 60s. You know, it's really...
Nah, she was hammered.
I don't know. I do get the feeling, too, like when she talks, it's, you know, she has a whole different... She has a whole
I'm
different
going, what the hell is she on, man?
I feel like a lot of singers have that. Like, Ozzy sings, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then he talks, I'm like,
Well,
I think
we
it's
know
just him. Her swagger.
Well, Ozzy, we know, was on
it's
stuff.
It's her swagger.
He was
that's
famous
it.
For it.
It's her swagger.
But when she talked, she's like she was on pills.
Okay, I got it. But, what you know, can anyone answer the question, why wouldn't they just have someone sing a really impactful song right at the beginning of the show?
Because it's stupid.
Why do they have this song that's about hoes?
It's like, did you hear
this
that
is- This is for Kobe.
Maybe Kobe liked hoes.
Let's sing about hoes.
What'd she say?
Like,
used to
it
be
has
a hoe?
Nothing to do with this.
Maybe Kobe liked
that
hoes.
That was your big, like, all right, everybody, gather around. Big, big news story. The man who built this building that we were in tonight has died suddenly, and the world is in shock and mourning. Of course, the opening minutes of this show will now be watched by people who weren't planning on watching this show at all. Let's do something different. I don't know. Is it me, or should we do something that's not a song about hoes?
I need ideas, people. I need ideas, people. I'm looking in your direction.
I need ideas. Ideas.
Ideas.
Come on.
Ideas.
Let's go.
Hoes. Okay, good.
Right. Oh, I got an idea. How about right before I start singing, I say, this is for Kobe.
Brilliant. Run with it. Meanwhile,
all right, anyone else with any ideas?
Yeah, boys, somebody can bring a piano.
We got a bunch of singers here. Do you think anyone can sing a sad song?
No one knows Kobe.
Solo, with piano, or a cappella. Just something impactful.
No,
one spotlight.
Now one of these folks play sports.
A moment the world will remember that will be tweeted out everywhere.
One guy called him
Cobby. Can we make a moment, please?
One guy called him Cobby.
I don't know. How hard is it?
Who's Cobby?
If you do a single performer at a piano, what do you need? Three camera shots? Tops?
Well,
you don't need a lot of rehearsal.
You
want to
go
with that,
okay? The one lower shot. It kind of gives a nice impact.
Right.
Just saying. One from
you don't
above,
need to maybe. Throw the kitchen sink in.
I need a kitchen sink, people.
One impactful moment, please. Is it too much to ask for? This is what music does.
Cheapest things?
All right, too much to ask. Too much to ask, apparently. No, there wasn't that moment. Am I missing something, or was there that moment that I missed?
I didn't see in the first hour and a half.
I missed the first few minutes or whatever. I can't. When did I come in? Oh, you know who just popped into my head? Tanya Tucker. Like, who dug her up?
Yes!
First
oh, my
of all?
God. I saw
who
that.
Who cares?
Why was she wearing the uniform from Three Amigos? Where was the red hat?
There's like 80 million country artists that are relevant that were like, really?
Too much plastic surgery.
I saw her. I was waiting for Chevy Chase and Martin Short to show up and Steve Martin.
And I thought she was, you know, 70-something.
Right.
I looked her up. She was 60-something. Like, man, what the hell?
That's a hard 60-something.
And then Mason Ramsey.
Oh.
Really?
The Walmart kid, really?
Like, there's another 80 million country artists like, wow.
Mason made it.
Really?
Let's all find
him. He was featured.
Tanya Tucker and Mason Ramsey.
Right. Best I can do?
Okay. Two country artists that no one cares about.
Keith Urban just spoke. That's it.
What were you going to say?
He was featured in that song, I think, that they were performing. Like, he did a version where he was featured in it. So
right. It was like a Lazy Susan, right?
Yeah.
And it was turning.
It was like a rotating stage.
And you didn't know who was going to be next.
Yeah, every time. So he would walk through a door. Like, they built a wall through the set pieces, and he would walk through the door built into that wall, and then the set would change. It would be a different color and a different singer and a different song.
So how annoying was his part?
That's a cool idea. I like the idea, but everybody knew Mason Ramsey was part of it. Like, how could you not? Why wouldn't you keep that a secret?
Right.
I guess no one cares.
Yeah. Mason Ramsey.
I guess you have to let that one out because...
Right.
Hey, if we could get the 15-year-old audience to stay through.
Right. Because no one's going to say, wow, did you see Mason Ramsey in that thing last night?
Nah, no, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
I did fall asleep before the Lazy Susan.
Oh, here's the Mason Ramsey segment.
Oh, joy.
The point of that.
Oh, thank God they drowned them out with the audience.
They really did.
I couldn't hear
audience.
Anything.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's overproduced.
Yeah.
And that's usually that's the sign of a bad performance when you just like Aerosmith, they just threw everything at it.
Right.
You know, you gotta strip it all down. Like his voice, that whole thing of him was he was alone singing a cappella. In a Walmart.
Right. Luckily, he'll fill an application.
He should have been like in a Walmart vest.
Right.
You know, with like, what did they have? A blue light special?
I got a blue light special.
He's
got
a little
right
blue light
on.
Flashing over him. He's got a little cowboy hat on. Right. And none of this, like, now we got him. This is, you see this in every movie, right? Someone gets discovered, like, oh, look at this natural raw talent. And this is the perfect, like, this is what happens in one of these, movies about a talent. There he was in Walmart singing solo, and then now here he is on the Grammys. This is what Hollywood did to him. They dipped him in was he wearing something sparkly?
Of course.
Of course.
Mason Ramsey.
Okay. How'd you know?
Well,
it was his choice, though.
Because now it's Hollywood. You're not a cowboy anymore. You're not a, you know, cute kid. Now you're a rapping. They took a kid who was... cowboy.
Oh, sorry.
And made him a rapping tinsel. How only Hollywood could do this to somebody. Dumbass Reads Story from 2005. Let's go to Dan from Guilford. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Chaz. I believe that the story about the Marines crash was from 2005.
You are right.
Oops.
As soon as you called that in, I looked, and you are right. And I have about 30 emails.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the story I read is from 2005.
This explains why it's not in the news right now.
That would explain why it's not in the news.
Right.
Right. So I think that's probably Phil's fault for not fact-checking you before it got through.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, that email went direct to me, and then I Googled the story. It came right up. I clicked on it, and I saw January 26th. I didn't read the next part, which is the year that it happened.
2015.
Right. So if I just finished that.
Right.
I thought you would jump at the opportunity to blame me for that.
I was trying to give him an out.
I did. I gave him a shot.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Dan.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Because sometimes as I'm telling a story, all of a sudden Phil will find out that it's incorrect as I'm talking about it.
Well, Phil was in the middle of talking about Kobe.
Right.
Right? And that deal. So he was doing his own. He didn't have the ability to just like.
I thought like a ninja skill. I thought of him like breathing or blinking.
To be honest with you, I was a little annoyed that I just talked about this and then Phil went right back to the story. I'm like, wait, hold it.
There's something impactful here.
Right. For this God's is sake, different. Man. We've changed. We've
have
switched.
No heart. Exactly. Forget Kobe.
And can I just note here for the record, this is why I hate people. Okay.
So, that's one of the reasons.
Those days where I'm just like, you know what? People suck. It's this guy who emails me this. Like he probably knew, right? Would you think he knew?
Or he had no idea also.
Or he was a sucker, too?
Yeah. I'm thinking part two. Sucker two.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So one dumbass emails another dumbass.
Right. So I ring twice?
Yeah.
There you go.
See?
What were you going to say?
No, I think people get mad. I think people see that, and they get mad, and they're like, well, this deserves all the news. And then they don't check because they're just mad.
Because they're angry people.
Yeah, anger blinds people.
I'm blinded by anger.
But how does this story resurface? Is this what's going around the internet now? Like, hey, everyone's talking about Kobe, but what about these Marines?
Right. Or someone just finally commented on it on Facebook and it came back to the newsfeed.
I have seen it in my newsfeed this morning and it says 2005.
Right. But you have to read that part.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
you have to
this
open
is
it.
The proof that people don't do that. They read the headline.
Right.
Remember B.B. King just died?
That's right. Right.
That was all over it. It was like 6 years old. Yep.
Right.
Oh, my God. B.B. King just died.
Yeah.
And they're like, that was 6 years ago. I'm like, dude.
It wasn't even B.B. King. It was Bo Diddley.
Whatever. See? See how fast he fact checks.
That's true.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.